So, what do you think? I asked my best friend, Ellie Davis, as we hid behind a grouping of pine trees and peered through binoculars at my mother and the bachelor auction committee she had assembled. The women had arrived that morning and planned to stay through the weekend. I was grateful my boyfriend and secret fiancé, Zach Zimmerman, was away on a business trip until Thursday because the women my mom had assembled were even more beautiful and sophisticated than Brooke Collins, the woman who had been at the root of the biggest argument Zach and I had engaged in since we'd become a couple. I think I'm glad I don't have a boyfriend who happens to be single and living in Ashton Falls. Every one of those women is absolutely perfect. Perfect hair, perfect skin, perfect smile, and a figure that has to come from living at the gym. I adjusted the focus on my binoculars to get a better view. I feel like I've stepped into some alternate universe where laugh lines, cellulite, and frizzy hair don't exist. What was I thinking when I agreed to this crazy idea? You were thinking that the bachelor auction was good for the town, and you trust Zach in spite of the fact that he's the headliner for this admittedly over-the-top event. What I don't understand is why you allowed all of these women to stay in your house. I pulled the binoculars away from my eyes and looked at Ellie. Honestly, I have no idea. My mom asked me if the committee members could stay at the house because we have a lot of room and the house mom shares with Dad is much smaller. I knew Zach would be out of town this week and I really had no reason to deny her request. Of course, I had no idea that the women my mom had in mind would look like they stepped off the cover of a fashion magazine. And these women couldn't stay at a hotel in town? Ellie wondered. Apparently, Ashton Falls doesn't have anything to offer that's 5-star in nature. I sighed as I put the binoculars back to my eyes and continued my perusal of the women who my mom considered to be some of her closest friends. When my mom said she was going to bring some of her friends to Ashton Falls to help with the event, I was picturing women who were more momish. Every one of these women is single and not one of them is a day over 35. It's a bachelor auction, Ellie pointed out. It makes sense that the women interested in helping out would be single. Single and hoping to snag a date with the 4th most eligible bachelor in the country, I added. Zach had been chosen as number 4 on Who's Who magazine's 10 most eligible bachelors list back in July. And the Ashton Falls Events Committee had gotten the idea of cashing in on his fame with a bachelor auction featuring the man every woman seemed to want. The women might be hoping to snag a date with the 4th most eligible bachelor in the country, Ellie commented. But none of these women is Zach's type. You have nothing to be worried about. I focused the lens I was peering through to get a better look at the women I was certain were going to destroy my life. How can these women not be Zach's type? There isn't a single flaw among them. Exactly. I removed the spyglass from my eyes once again and looked at Ellie. I guess you're right. Zach does seem to choose quirky over perfect. Still, I think I'll have him stay with Levi when he gets back on Thursday. The auction is on Friday. I assume the dates will take place on Saturday and the women should be gone by Sunday. It won't be so bad. That's the spirit. Why don't you stay with me at the boathouse until this whole thing is over? Ellie suggested. I can't imagine the Zoe Donovan I know is going to be comfortable sipping coffee from her favorite Scooby-Doo mug or lounging in her Tasmanian devil jammies while this particular selection of house guests are in residence. I glanced at Charlie, who was sitting by my feet. I'll need to bring Charlie, Marlowe, and Spade, I said, referring to my dog and 2 cats. Where's Bella? Ellie asked about Zach's dog, a Newfoundland mix. Zach took Bella with him on his trip. His client owns a ski lodge in Colorado, and Zach realized he'd have some downtime at the end of each day and figured Bella would enjoy hiking with him in the evenings. It seems like things are working out well with the Zach and Bella matchup, Ellie commented. They are. I know Zach misses Lambda, but Bella is a much healthier and more energetic dog. I really think she's better suited to Zach's level of athleticism. The house seems so quiet with them gone. Or at least it did until the women arrived. So pack up Charlie and the cats and come on over. Shep will love the company. Shep is Ellie's 9-month-old German Shepherd puppy. Where is Shep this morning? I asked when I realized Ellie had come alone on this particular recognizance mission.